Extreme and Super Extreme DUIs. My name is Gordon Thompson, and today is July 5th, 2016. The topic for today's podcast is Extreme and Super Extreme DUIs in Arizona. In Arizona, we have for DUI alcohol three levels of misdemeanor offenses. The first, which is commonly known as a regular DUI, is an alcohol level less than 0.15%. Within 2 hours of driving or being in actual physical control of a vehicle. The second and third offense is a 0.15 extreme, which means having an alcohol level of a 0.15% or more within 2 hours of driving or being in actual physical control. And the third offense is a super extreme, which is having an alcohol level of a 0.20% or more within 2 hours of driving or being in actual physical control. The sentences for these offenses is what distinguishes them, and needless to say, as the alcohol levels increase, so does the severity of the sentence. Now, for this podcast, what I'll do is briefly go through what the penalties are for a first and second offense misdemeanor, extreme and super extreme, and then discuss how the outcome may vary by various courts, because there's different ways of interpreting the sentencing for these offenses. For a first offense regular DUI, in terms of jail, the minimum sentence is 30 days in jail, of which the court can suspend 21 days if the person installs a vehicle interlock device for 12 months. The fines, the basic fines are $2,800 or so. Again, it varies by court. And the court can order jail costs up to as much as $2,900. For a first offense, 0.20% or more, extreme, super extreme, the jail costs could be $4,300. The basic fines are $3,200. Again, it varies somewhat by court. And the jail is 45 days in jail, of which 31 days can be suspended if the person does the interlock for 12 months. Now, for second offenses, the sentences increase dramatically. For a second offense, 0.15% extreme, regular extreme, the mandatory minimum is 120 days in jail, none of which is suspended if the person does the interlock. And the jail costs can be as much as $8,000. For a second offense, 0.20% super extreme, the mandatory minimum jail sentence is the same as the maximum, namely 180 days in jail. The basic fines and assessments can be $4,600, and in addition to that, your jail costs can be $16,500, again, depending on how the court computes it, and the total can be as much as $21,000. In terms of jail sentence, it is actually a longer jail sentence than it would be for the minimum sentence for a felony aggravated DUI, because for that, the minimum is 4 months in state prison, whereas for a misdemeanor, it can be 6 months in the county jail. Now, that's a broad overview of what the minimum sentences are for a first offense extreme and super extreme, and a second offense extreme and super extreme. Now, what can mitigate the harshness of some of these sentences is, again, it depends on which jurisdiction the case is being prosecuted in. The law provides that if the local jurisdiction where the case is being prosecuted permits home detention, then a portion of the sentence can be served on home detention. Now, how that would work in jurisdictions that do it for a first offense extreme would be 30 days jail, 21 suspended, which leaves 9 days jail, which could be served as 2 days jail and 7 days on home detention. For a first offense, 0.20% extreme, the mandatory minimum would be 14 days in jail. Again, that could be served as little as 3 days jail, 11 days on home detention. For a second offense extreme, the 120-day sentence, that could be served as 24 days in jail with work release and 96 days on home detention. For the second offense super extreme, that could be served as 36 days in jail with 144 days on home detention. So again, there's a big difference there between that and 180 days in jail. Now, for cases involving home detention, the jail costs are much less because the person be paying for home detention, which is far less to pay for anyway, than the jail costs. Now, as I say, it depends on the jurisdiction whether you can do that or not. Several of the municipal courts, such as Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe, Mesa, Chandler, Gilbert, Glendale, Goodyear, all permit home detention. So a portion of the sentence could be served on the home detention there. And for example, in Phoenix, on a first offense super extreme, it would be 45 days jail, 31 suspended, with a balance of 14, which would be served as 3 days jail, 11 days on home detention. Now, the problem is not every jurisdiction does that. And specifically, the one that does not, that's very important, is Maricopa County. Because in the Maricopa County Justice Courts, if that's where the case is being prosecuted, there is no home detention. So, for example, if the case is a second offense super extreme in one of the justice courts and it's guilty as charged, that would be 180 days in jail with no home detention. And depending on who the judge is, the jail cost could be as much as $16,000 for that. So that's a very serious sentence. Some of the other courts do not do the minimum sentence. For example, Tempe, Mesa, Chandler do not follow the minimum sentence in the sense of suspending the jail sentence if the person does the interlock. So in those jurisdictions, for example, on a first offense extreme, the minimum sentence would be 30 days jail, none of which would be suspended if the person did the interlock device, and that would be served as 6 days jail and 24 days on home detention. Again, that's generally done in Chandler, Tempe, Glendale, and Mesa. So as you can see, the second offense super extreme or the second offense extreme are very serious offenses, as of course is the first offense extreme and super extreme. One should always try to see what can be done with the alcohol levels to see if there's a way of getting out of the charge, or certainly getting the charge reduced from whatever it is, for example, from a second offense super extreme to a regular DUI, or from a super extreme down to a regular DUI, or regular extreme DUI. So that is basically what an extreme and super extreme DUI charge is here in Arizona. If you have any questions, please call me. Thank you.